Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck them. That's straight.
I got a story from this guy here. He's a news anchor. And I think he loses it for the best possible reason. So listen to this.
We owe $70 trillion.
I understand that, but
don't
you can't
to walk out at $4 trillion solution, which is basically just a way for the Democrats to avoid dealing with this until 2017. I'm not here to talk about plans to deal with this until 2017. I'm saying we've got a real problem, and I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats who either want Republicans who want to burn the place to the ground, and Democrats, with all due respect, who want to offer a plan that gets it through the their end of their second term of their presidency, and then screws me and my kids when it's over. Until we do that, we have to deal with the extraction that is at foot. It is the reason the financial markets are behaving the way they're behaving. That is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of 2 decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground, both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid. And the fact of the matter is, until we actually, and I'm sorry to lose my temper again, but I tell you what, I've been coming on TV for 3 years doing this. And the fact of the matter is that there's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle to acknowledge the mathematical problem, which is that the United States of America is being extracted. It's being extracted through banking, it's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation. And there's not a single politician that has stepped forward, Susan, to deal with it.
But there's only one right now. The leader of the free world, whether you like it or not, the president of the United States is arguably one of the most powerful individuals we have out there.
But
and
Susan,
he's
what you're saying is exactly the point that Dylan is making. It's not about one guy. It's about all
no,
of them.
No, I have to disagree. I think Dylan
is one guy.
I would like him to go to the people of the United States of America and say, people of the United States of America, your Congress is bought. Your Congress is incapable of making legislation on health care, banking, trade, or taxes, because if they do it, they will lose their political funding and they won't do it. But I'm the president of the United States, and I won't have a country that is run by a bought Congress. So I'm not going to work with a bought Congress and try to be Mr. Big Guy. I'm working with the bought Congress. I'm going to abandon the bought Congress like Teddy Roosevelt did, and I'm going to go to the people of the United States and I'm going to say, you've got a bought Congress. And until we get rid of the bought Congress, which is Jimmy Williams' constant point, which is get the money out of politics, and until a president says that's the problem and says he's going to fix it, there is no policy that I can possibly see, no matter how brilliant your idea may be, or your idea, or my idea, or her idea, or your idea at home, is. That idea will not happen as long as there is the capacity to basically fire a politician who disagrees with me by taking funding away from him. Is that a fair assessment?
Money in politics is the root of all political evil. It is corruption at its worst. And until we step up and kick that out of the park, it's going to be the same system all
the
time.
And only the president can do that. We're going to
no, no, no. Congress has to do it, too. The Congress has to do it, too.
But I'll tell you what. How bad does it have to get? How much money has to be extracted?
I'm
how many things have to be heard?
The brass tacks.
Okay, physically, what do you do?
You go and give a speech.
Right now.
Right now.
And then what happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow what happens is you begin the process of actually investing in solving the problem. So after that, and I say, how? I create an infrastructure bank with 2% blending immediately. There's that. Once I explain to people the problem, once I explain to you you have cancer, once you understand how screwed up your trade tax and banking policies are, believe me, you will have no issue when I incorporate an infrastructure bank that I fund with repatriated offshore money that I bring in and then use to create 2% direct lending to every business in America, because when you realize that the banking system is fully corrupt and defrauding us, and I come out and say that, which is what I want my president to do, that at that exact moment I say, you know what, we got a screwed up situation here, people. You all know it, and now what? I'm going to admit it. And as a result, not only have I admitted it,
and pay close attention. Because the following information could save the lives of...
They did it in World War II. They did it after the Civil War. They did it in Latin America with the Brady Bonds. We are not seeing it happen now. The panel stays a little more emotional than I anticipated getting at work this afternoon. But what am I going to do? We owe $70 trillion.
I understand that, but you...
World War II, they did it after the Civil War. They did it in Latin America with the Brady Bonds. We are not seeing it happen now. The panel stays a little more emotional than I anticipated getting at work this afternoon, but what am I going to do?
Well, I got it right. Hello there. Are you there?
What?
Say hello.
Hello. That was interesting.
Yeah. There's another one. The government's 5-step plan to collapse America. Let me load this up here.
Watch, listen, and pay close attention, because the following information could save the lives of you and your family. My name is Ollie, and you are about to discover evidence of a threat so shocking, most will refuse to believe it. The government has tried to hide it, and the media is just too scared to report it. So please focus, take careful notes, and turn off your cell phone or any other distractions, because what you are about to watch will mean your survival in this coming crisis. Now, I need to make something 100% clear. If you are the kind of person who believes everything you hear on news or on TV, if you think that the U.S. government is 100% honest or believe that everything is A-OK in our country, quit wasting your time and click off of this page right now. Enjoy your trip down I Told You So Lane as you're fighting tooth and nail for your own survival in the coming months. Thousands of people are desperately trying to get their hands on this information, which could disappear at any moment. So please, don't waste your time or mine, because nothing will save the lives of you or your family in the next 16 months. Nothing. But if you feel that there is something secretly wrong with our country, if you suspect there's facts out there that our leaders have been hiding from you for years, or if you're someone who believes in the truth and cares about protecting your family, then keep watching, because I'm about to blow the lid off of the greatest cover-up of the last 200 years, and it might just save your life. It's called the Federal Reserve, the greatest fraud in U.S. history. Most people think they know what the Federal Reserve is, but do you really? What you are about to discover, only 0.3% of the world knows, and it will change your life forever. First, the Federal Reserve is not owned by your U.S. government. As a matter of fact, it's a privately held bank, and it's about as federal as Disneyland. This is something that the Washington Fat Cats have been trying to hide for decades. When our U.S. government is dying for cash and they can't borrow from anyone else, they go to the Federal Reserve. Frightening fact number one. Our government takes monstrous loans every time it has the Federal Reserve print more money. Let's say the Federal Reserve wants $1 billion. The Fed prints the government $1 billion in exchange for $1 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. And U.S. Treasury bonds have to be paid back with interest. Frightening fact number two. The Federal Reserve has been turning the U.S. dollar into monopoly money for decades. Here's how they do it. Let's say our U.S. government wants $10 billion this time. They go back to the Fed and ask them, and the Fed prints $10 billion more dollars and then gives it to the U.S. government. But wait, this time, where did the Fed get the $10 billion to loan out to the government? Here's the catch. They didn't. It's based on the previous $1 billion worth of bonds that they got from our government the first time around. You see, the Federal Reserve, they get to make their own rules. And based on hidden documentation that I uncovered on corrupt banking practices, the Federal Reserve only needs one-tenth of whatever amount of money they're going to lend out. That means that the Federal Reserve has been printing fake money for decades. $10 billion, $100 billion, $500 billion, $1 trillion, and it's all as worthless as toilet paper. And it's been spread all around the world. But wait, it gets a lot worse. The Washington scammers would have you believe that the U.S. debt is only $16 trillion. But according to Lawrence J. Kotlikoff, who was an economics professor and also served as chief economic advisor for President Reagan, if you include all of the off-the-record debts, things like Social Security and Medicare, the real U.S. debt totals $211 trillion. Now, just to put that into perspective for you, $1 million in $100 bills weighs 22 pounds. You could put that in a knapsack and carry it around. $1 trillion weighs roughly 11,000 tons. That's more than the weight of the Eiffel Tower, one of the tallest buildings in the world. Now, how much do you think that $211 trillion weighs in $100 bills? 38 million tons, about the weight of 104 Empire State Buildings, all in flimsy paper. If you were to pay about $1 billion a day towards this monstrous debt, it would take you 578 years just to pay off the debt. But wait, it gets worse, much worse. Our government is spending money like it's water. They're wasting an estimated $10.5 billion of your hard-earned money every single day. That's $3.8 trillion a year. And half of all the money your government spends is pure debt. They have to borrow half of what they spend every single day. But how's your government planning on paying for these trillions of dollars in debt? By asking the Federal Reserve to just print more money, more monopoly money that has absolutely no value. Our government is drowning in debt, and it keeps borrowing like a heroin addict to pay it all off. It's like paying off your credit card with another credit card. What happens when you keep paying your debts down with more debt? Well, eventually, the bubble, it has to burst, and we are headed right for the greatest currency collapse in world history, and it's called hyperinflation. It's ultimately what toppled the Roman Empire. You see, inflation is what happens when a country is printing more money than it's making, a.k.a. fake money. When you do this, the value of the dollar's power is crippled. That's why in the 1950s you could buy penny candies or a candy bar for a nickel, but today that same nickel would not buy you squat. It's the real reason why prices keep rising every single day. And hyperinflation is when inflation reaches unstoppable levels. The value of the dollar dives and prices skyrocket overnight. Here's some examples from history. Budapest, 1945 and 1950. Their cost of goods for their average citizens doubled every 15 hours. Zimbabwe from 2007 to 2008, where prices of cost of goods doubled every 25 hours. Yugoslavia from 1992 to 1994, prices doubled every 34 hours. Weimar Germany from 1922 to 1923, where prices doubled every 17 hours. Bulgaria from 1996 to 1997. In 1996, December, one U.S. dollar equaled 300 lev. Fast forward 3 months later, in March of 1997, one U.S. dollar was trading for 3,000 Bulgarian lev. To paraphrase a quote by one survivor of the Bulgarian currency collapse, the price of everything changed daily, sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. Millions of angry and hungry people protested all over the country. It was a nightmare, like from a movie, and everyone was involved. It was complete chaos. There was no government, no money, no economy, no work, no goods, no food, no nothing. The rest of the world already knows that this collapse is coming to America. There are currently eight nations who have already signed agreements with China to ditch the U.S. dollar as their trade currency. And some of them are our allies, countries like China, Russia, India, Japan, Australia, Iran, Brazil, and South Africa, just to name a few. As these countries leave the U.S. dollar, it will become next to impossible for the U.S. to sell off its debt as investment. The value of the dollar will crash while interest rates skyrocket, and it can happen overnight. Actually, the warning signs are all over the place right now, so it would be smart to heed them and start making efforts to get your family ready for when this hits. Imagine for a moment what it would be like to wake up tomorrow and hear on the news the dollar is crashing, all stocks are plummeting, and there's no stopping it. In hours, every grocery store, mall, and pharmacy is ransacked by mobs, just like what happened during Hurricane Sandy. All gas stations are tapped dry. Public transportation, police, and hospitals come to a screeching halt. Your savings? Gone. Your mortgage? Payable. Cell phones and internet are shut down because no one can afford them. Companies and corporations collapse overnight. Power, water, and electricity break down nationwide. Credit cards are useless. House? It's an oversized paperweight. The only thing left to help you survive will be the rotting food in your fridge and the worthless bills in your wallet. In the days ahead, that's when people will start to starve. And that's when the nightmare truly begins. History shows it's always the same. Poverty, fear, and hopelessness then. Chaos explodes. People panic, riot, and loot. It just happened in Greece. Here's an article from the BBC on the debt crisis. Greece's debt levels reached the point where the country was no longer able to repay its loans and was forced to ask for help from its European partners and the IMF in the form of massive loans. And it also happened a few years earlier in Argentina, where the government was forced to seize the assets of its citizens. Here's an article from the New York Times. Argentina's government said Tuesday it would seek to nationalize nearly $30 billion in private pension funds. It's moments like these when your government decides to take control by any means necessary. It starts during a warm-up period with the disarming of citizens, and people not paying attention to this crisis will go out and promote gun regulation because they think it's a good thing. But it's those same people who will get caught completely off guard when all the funds are seized and martial law becomes the name of the game, just like Argentina did when it took control of the country's money to pay off its debts. Does this seem like too much to believe? Just look at what happened recently in Cyprus. Here's an article from Topics.com. Today, the EU government of Cyprus, which is in money trouble, has just seized, taken, and confiscated without warning at least $13 billion from private citizens' bank accounts. Not just the rich, but everybody had from 6 to 10% total monies by the government. Warning, no act from their legislature, just confiscated the people's money. Truth be told, when this situation really ended after this article went into print, it was really more like 40%. People thought a massive terror attack on U.S. soil would never happen, but it did. That the housing bubble just wasn't possible. But we're still recovering from that one. That major banks, they could never collapse. Our government spent trillions of dollars bailing out banks that still failed. And very recently, there was another terror attack on U.S. soil again. Coming crisis has countless experts and evidence proving a massive collapse in our currency is on the rise. Here's a news article from the New York Times when they wrote about this. The call for more oversight comes as government spending accounts for a bigger share of the nation's economy than at any other time since World War II. Here's another article from Rick Newman at the U.S. News. It's supposed to be a recovery. High unemployment, consumers, housing bust, and alarming debt problems in Europe could produce a far uglier scenario, a double-dip recession. It's not a matter of if the dollar will collapse. It's really just a matter of when. And we're not talking about years from now. We're talking about months. Our great nation is just one mistake away from utter chaos and destruction. This seems really out there, but all you have to do is look at the facts and you'll see. It's only a matter of time until this house of cards collapses. We are a heartbeat away from financial Armageddon. Think of all the people, companies, on the U.S. dollar to survive. What will happen when they all break down at the same time? The results will be catastrophic. There'll be no money, no water, no food, no power or gas. Just you and your family alone forced to fight for your lives. And no one's going to come help you. But that's not something I want for you. And I know that's not something you want for yourself. While you're watching this video presentation right now, my name is Ollie Fisher, and I'm an undercover behind enemy lines news cameraman. I've spent most of my life working like a dog in tough and scary situations for my family. After years of traveling and witnessing countless tragedies, from war-torn Bosnia to the rotting corpses in Hurricane Katrina, I've seen with my own eyes things that most Americans couldn't bear to imagine. I've witnessed behind the scenes what happens in world conflicts, most of which I'm really allowed to report on. Riots, mobs, killings, lootings, beatings, tortures, rapes, suicide, and violence. People don't realize that these things pop up and spread like an infection during a crisis. I was skeptical at first when I uncovered this coming collapse of our U.S. dollar, but after a few months of checking the cold facts, the truth hit me like a ton of bricks and I felt a gut-wrenching panic. Traumatizing flashbacks raced through my mind. I had to do something to protect my family, and I had to do it right away. I devoured everything I could find to protect my family from this coming crisis, from online courses to full weekends at survivalist boot camps. You name it, I got it, I did it. After 2 years of hard work and research, I finally felt like I was ready to protect my family for this coming collapse, or so I thought. Then one day, a good buddy of mine who was a former Navy SEAL, he came by for a visit, so for fun, I decided I would show him my survival plans. I walked him through my home, my food storage, my guns, my gold, and then he stopped me and looked me dead in the eye and said, "What the hell are you doing, Ollie?" Now, if this were anybody else, I couldn't care less. But this wasn't just anybody. Friend Bill is a counter-terrorist specialist with over 10 years in the Special Forces, and he trained me on safe international travel. He'd been in every major hotspot in the world and under some of the toughest conditions. Now he was glaring at me like I had just killed a man, and he said, "Ollie, get out. There are 1,001 reasons why your plans are complete BS." And then he tore my plans to shreds, threw them on the floor, and walked off. At that moment, I discovered that most of the so-called survival information that was out there, things I had been studying, was really just peddled crap, even if it was sold by the so-called experts. From internet blogs by food storage moms or preppers who were ready for zombie attacks, to the so-called experts who ran $1,000-plus weekend voodoo training camps. Everything out there being taught could actually get you killed, period, and here's why. First, most information isn't based on experience. It's often based on wild imaginations. Second, most of what you're taught just takes too much skill for the average person, and most people can't pull it off. You would have to spend years practicing this stuff. Trust me on this one. And third, crisis survival is nothing like a natural disaster or going out in the wilderness or wilderness survival. It's not a manly camping trip or like being lost in the woods for a few days. It is a total economic and social breakdown. People will become your greatest allies or your deadliest enemies. After spending months of growing my friend and training with some of his best contacts that he put me in touch with, I finally started to get things turned around. It became my goal, no, it was my obsession, but I didn't just stop there. I spent months hunting down and interviewing countless survivors of real-world disasters just like this, and I'm proud to say I finally feel prepared to survive this coming collapse, the financial one, or any other crisis for that fact. But then something else hit me a few months back. No one had this information. Good, hardworking Americans suffer because of lies being sold as survival information, or even worse, even aware of how dire this situation really is, they were where they could get this crucial information to save their family. Couldn't live with myself knowing that I had this information that could save the lives of countless of my fellow Americans. It took a lot of convincing, but I finally worked out a deal with Bill to compile and offer all of his best-kept secrets for surviving a major crisis. And together with his help, I've been able to put together what I believe to be the greatest collection of survival secrets. It's a complete collection of everything that you need to thrive this coming crisis. Based on years of experience, researched and proven techniques by real experts and survivors of real-world conflicts. It's the greatest collection of modern-day survival techniques known to man, and it doesn't matter if you're not outdoorsy or lived on a fixed budget or have less than average strength or health. Uncensored Survival Secrets is designed for every and any American patriot just like you. If you've got a pulse and can read at third grade English or higher, then Uncensored Survival Secrets is the best survival system that you will find anywhere. And it's the only material created to help anyone prepare fast to thrive in a crisis ahead, all packed into what we call our five pillars of survival. Here's just a taste of what you're going to get inside this course. Pillar number one, putting survival secrets. First, everyone, and I mean everyone, emergency food storage wrong. Brownies and ready-to-eat meals could get you killed in a real-world dollar crisis. Did you know that mice and rats can chew through Rubbermaid totes or storage containers in a matter of minutes? Here's how you can make your food storage, pest, rodent, earthquake, and flood-proof. What else besides food, water, and ammo that you need to store for this coming crisis? In fact, just storing these items will help you live like a king during this collapse. We're going to easily find gallons of life-giving water hiding right inside of your home right now, and no, it's not your toilet, and it's not your tap. How to purify any kind of water into drinkable water with items that you can find around your house. And last, a special $25 water filter that you can make yourself that will give you weeks of purified water. And this one is a huge bartering item, so I recommend you go out and get as many of these as you possibly can. This information in pillar one is valued at $49. Pillar number two, extreme survival secrets. First, we'll talk about how to create a real bug-out bag and why a bug-out bag is more critical than having good food storage. You need to protect with your life should thieves loot your home. And no, it's not food, water, or guns. This one will surprise you. Hide items from the military should they come looking to confiscate your arms and food and valuables to disperse among the masses of unprepared people. A complete list of the most valuable items to barter and how to spot which ones are going to be the best in your area. How to stay safe and invisible during a riot. Did you know all major cities are surrounded by choke points that are designed to be blown out to isolate a city during crisis, mainly to stop spread of pandemic or mass exodus when a problem occurs? Here's how you can get out of Dodge safely without anybody noticing. Pillar number three, home and perimeter defense secrets. The only thing you can do to prevent a mob attack and why most so-called preppers place themselves at a major disadvantage here. This is an easiest way to turn your home, apartment, or room into a lockdown safe haven. Three simple ways to make looters run away in fear or in absolute disgust from your home. And this is something that I know no other expert is really talking about. Why people skills can mean life and death in a crisis, and how you can influence anyone to do your best. The three is valued at $49. Pillar number four, personal defense secrets. For where you live out in the country, in the city, or by yourself in an apartment, when a serious crisis strikes, stress escalates, and regular people start doing crazy, crazy things. In Argentina, looting, rape, violence, and torture ran wild across the country. Your chances of experiencing violence are 10 times greater during an economic breakdown or during a time of war. So I'm going to show you how to tell if someone is a looter or not, and trust me, this is not what you think. You're going to learn the secrets to uncover if someone is set to attack you. Why thinking that you can shoot looters at 300 yards away from your home is pure nonsense and the real truth about gun defense that experts won't tell you. How to easily defend yourself even if you're elderly, crippled, and barely have the strength to lift your arms. And a bizarre mental exercise anyone can use to avoid being ambushed by unknown attackers. Three simple moves you can master in an hour or less that will allow you to take out linebacker-sized gang members been developed by counterterror agents to turn even mild-mannered housewives into savage warriors in minutes. Plus, the undefeatable self-defense system that turns the tables against any attack by any attacker situation, and it even works on the people who teach it. Information in Pillar 4 is valued at $97. And pillar number 5, mental survival secrets. One of the least talked about aspects of survival. You can have all of the gold, guns, and food in the world, but under stress, people tend to crumble. These techniques I have personally used to keep a level head amidst total chaos. It's like how to quickly regain control of your body after it short circuits under stress. It's caused by an unknown psychological phenomenon that very few people are aware of. The secret of one. A mental technique that you can use to stay calm and collected in mere seconds, even with a gun pointed at your head. And this is great for dealing with day-to-day phobias as well. The three P's, developed by a Navy SEAL combat instructor, this simple technique helps you keep going even when all hope seems lost. Prisoners of World War II and the Vietnam swear about this being the one thing that kept them from dying. Why deep breathing is the last thing you want to do when you're in a panic, and the proper way to breathe to regain control over your mind in seconds. The blueprint exercise and why it's critical to practice even just once in your lifetime, or you are guaranteed to fail when collapse attacks our country. The one item you need to keep your sanity in any crisis, almost every single survivor that I know has used one of these. This secret alone is worth more than all of the emergency preparedness books that you'll ever see. All the information in Pillar 5 is valued at $49. And this is only a small sample of what you will discover in Uncensored Survival Secrets. To get even one-tenth of the information that you'll be getting in this course would cost you thousands of dollars in research and course materials you'd have to purchase. And even then, there's no way to gain this type of real-world experience without having lived through it yourself. Now, if you were to compile every module separately of Uncensored Survival Secrets, the total for those five pillars would come to $341. And the full suggested retail price that we put together for this bundle is $297. So that gives you a savings of $44. And trust me, it's worth every single penny in my opinion. But as a special bonus today, you won't have to invest $297. More on this in a second. To really help you get Uncensored Survival Secrets right now, I'm also giving away 3 never-before-published bonuses to help you get prepared for this coming crisis even faster. Bonus number 1, 114 items that vanish in hours during a crisis. Most people aren't aware how fast things disappear in emergency situations. Have you ever seen the news where people die during Black Friday sales or get trampled to death over a Christmas toy? Imagine these same people tearing at each other over the last gallon of milk where their lives are hanging in the balance. This life-saving list will help you prepare these items you need before the collapse happens and save you from this bloodbath to survive. Then this bonus is a $20 value. Say it's yours free. Bonus number 2, Fast Action Family Prep Guide. Now, this is a guide that I wrote for my wife to help our kids prepare for any natural disaster or emergency. I will show you how to win over even the most resistant family members without being pushy or edgy. How to gently prepare your kids mentally to handle the emotions in dealing with a crisis. It's one thing to hoard food and stock water. It's another thing to deal with the death of a loved one or be forced to leave your home. This important guide, I pray, will not just save the lives of you and your family, but also the hearts, minds, and souls of those you love. The information in this course is a $27 value. Today, it's yours free. And last but not least, bonus number 3, the Real World Emergency Preparedness Guide. According to FEMA, every person in America is within 10 miles of a disaster zone. I couldn't just leave you unprepared for the rising natural disasters that are striking our country every season of every year. This guide covers everything you need to know to survive earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, flash fires, biological outbreaks and chemical spills, nuclear meltdown. All this information is a $67 value. Today, it's yours free. And that's not all. As an exclusive, limited-time bonus for attendees of this special presentation, you can also get private access to me, Holly Fisher. That's right. Not only do you get the entire uncensored survival secret system, along with the three powerful bonuses, you also have direct access to me. You can ask me any question directly through the private online members area that we're going to give you access to. Get the answers that you need day or night within 48 hours or less. No one on the planet is offering anything like this. To get private training through me can cost well over $500 an hour. Yet for a limited time, exclusive direct access to me for 1 year after investing in Uncensored Survival Secrets. This is worth well over $5,000 in my opinion. But still there's more. Uncensored Survival Secrets will be shipped out to you within 5 to 7 business days and arrive at your doorstep. But to make sure that you can get instant access to this life information right away, also get instant access to the entire Uncensored Survival Secret Systems online along with all of the bonuses while you're waiting for your books to show up. Minutes after you sign up, read and go through Uncensored Survival Secrets on your computer, Kindle, iPad, tablet, cell phone, almost any digital device that's out there. You can take it anywhere with you and even share some of these important ideas or tips with your loved ones or friends. It's a great value and worth even more than the hard copy that we're shipping to you. Just to top everything off and to make this a complete no-brainer deal for you, you get lifetime updates to the digital copy in your members area. You will continually get the latest life-saving information you and your ones need. Now, I know this all sounds like an amazing deal, but you still might be wondering how much is all of this going to cost. If you add up the modules or the pillars individually, this course would be $341. Add in the bonuses of $121, this total system has easily sold in the past for $462 individual lessons. I've been more than happy to offer these at this price individually. But I was thinking about it over the last few months, and I wanted to bundle all of these lessons together to make the complete system for just $297. At $297, this treasury is a steal of a lifetime. Personally, I would spend $297 just to get half of what's covered in these pages, but I know what it took to get all this information. But people who have already completed the course say that they would have spent twice as much just to avoid the pain and the headaches that they know I had to go through to get this. That's $297 for $462 worth of valuable, life-saving information. $200 to protect your family and loved ones from the thirst, starvation, and even death. That's more than anyone could ever hope for. Now, you could do this all yourself. You could go out and contact hundreds of experts and real-world survivors. You could buy hundreds of books and courses and then spend thousands of dollars in training and hundreds of hours in research with real-world experts. It would take years to accomplish, and even then, you might still not have the right information to survive this type of coming collapse. I certainly know I didn't after years of training and research, but I'm also willing to admit that. One small mistake could end your life and the lives of those you love, and this isn't something I want to have happen for you or your family. I'll make this real easy for you. I'm looking to spread the word about Uncensored Survival Secrets. I want everybody to have this life-saving information. To help me spread the word and stock up on more testimonials, I'm going to offer this at a one-time only introductory special price for a very, very limited time. So you're not going to pay the already discounted retail value of $297. In fact, this one-time special offer, you're not even going to pay half of that. So you're not going to pay $147 today, or $97, or even $67. For a limited time, to convince you to subscribe to this course today, you will get the complete Uncensored Survival Secret System plus $121 of free bonuses for just one single payment of $47. Now, I need to make something very clear. Uncensored Survival Secrets isn't available anywhere else. You won't find it by browsing Amazon or by trying to check it out at your library. It's only available through this website. The special offer is only available for a limited time. Once I gather enough testimonials, this offer will be taken down, and the price will jump to the suggested retail price of $297. The direct access to me, lifetime updates, are for this promotion right here only. And once they're gone, they're going to be gone forever. I won't be bringing them back. If you're probably wondering, why don't I offer this for free? Well, I'll be straight with you on that one. I'm preparing my family, friends, and community for this coming crisis. It's been hard for me to hold down a full-time job and answer all the emails and questions and point people in the right direction. So if I'm able to replace my average income by offering this information at a substantially discounted rate and still allow me to put food on the table for my family, I think that's a fair trade-off, and I'm sure you would agree. And next, I spent thousands of dollars and years of my life researching to get this information into your hands. And it breaks my heart when I shared this information in the past with somebody and they just don't use it. Fact is, people never seem to really care about anything until they've invested something in it. So just to make sure you get this right now, you're also going to get a complete 60-day, triple ironclad, 100% money-back guarantee. Get Uncensored Survival Secrets. Have it shipped to your home within 5 to 7 business days. Plus, access to the digital online members area, all of the bonuses, and direct access to me. Go through each chapter and enjoy all of the fascinating life-saving tips. After 60 days, we're not convinced that this is the best survival information you've ever read. If you don't feel more confident to thrive in a crisis, or even if you don't like the pictures that I chose to use in the book, just contact me with every single penny, no questions asked. Now, you've heard the story about our government scandal. You've seen the facts pointing towards our dollar's collapse. The choice is now yours. You can either sit on your duck and do nothing, your fingers, hope that nothing will ever happen. And if you're right, I'll win. If you're wrong, if the dollar really does collapse, evidence in this presentation signaled it will. What do you do when your water and food runs out? When the government is powerless to help you? When millions start rioting in the streets and looters start creeping in the dead of night, what they want with you and your family? In a recent survey, people were asked if they would kill someone to get food, save their family from starving. 83% of those people polled said yes. Think about this. How many people in your neighborhood do you think are prepared for this type of situation right now? Do you know what terror frozen in the eyes of your loved ones looks like? Do you know what terror frozen in the eyes of your loved ones look like? I've seen it, and those images stay with you forever. Or, at a second option, you can join. Experts are calling the greatest life-saving compilation known to man. Have power, strength, and knowledge to handle any crisis. Be a leader in your community, a hero to your children. The strength to protect your family and loved ones. Have the power to save lives, and most of all, relax. You and your loved ones are safe no matter what happens out there. You really want to be just another victim of I told you so? Not? Then take action right now. Click on the Reserve My Copy button below, and I will walk you through the next steps on how you get started. Remember, get Uncensored Survival Secrets shipped straight to your door, nondescript, bland, vanilla envelope, so nobody knows you have it, in 5 to 7 business days or less. Plus, instant access to Uncensored Survival Secrets and all of the bonuses through our online members forum and direct access to me for a special introductory price of just $47. And you get $121 in free bonuses, and for a limited time, a special limited offer, you get direct access to me for 1 whole year. Ask me any questions. Get you the best. That alone is worth well over $5,000. If you jump at the chance to take me up on this offer, you'll also get time updates on the digital version of Uncensored Survival Secrets and all the bonuses. Just so you know what that means, we've already done 3 major revisions to the course in the last 8 months, so we're always updating this. And also remember, you are covered by a 60-day triple ironclad, 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. Take me up on this offer right now and give Uncensored Survival Secrets a try. Have it delivered to your door and read every single page. Take in all of the amazing proven tips in each life-saving chapter. And if after 60 days you are not convinced that these are the best survival secrets you have ever seen, if you don't feel safer, stronger, and ready to thrive when the dollar collapses, or even if you just don't like the pictures or the way I write it, just contact me and I will refund you every penny, no questions asked. Get this amazing discount while you still can. Here's a quote from a Bosnian War survivor. It was... deprived about electricity, gasoline, medical help, or any service of any kind. We had no army, police. We only had armed groups. Those armed protected their homes, slaughterhouses, moved all of the doors, the window frames from abandoned houses, ripped up the floors and burned the furniture for heat. Many died from disease, especially from the water, even from my own family. We drank mostly rainwater, ate pigeons, and even rats. Money soon became worthless. We returned to an exchange. For a tin of canned stewed meat, you could have a woman. It's hard to speak of, but it's true, and most of the women who sold themselves were desperate mothers trying to just feed their children. Arms, ammunition, candles, lighters, antibiotics, gasoline, batteries, and food. We fought for these things like animals. Men became monsters, and it was disgusting. Now, this is an example from war, but I wanted to make something clear. Never in this man's life did he ever believe something like this could happen to him, but it did. The collapse of our dollar. There's no question. The only decision you have to make is, what will you do now that you know a collapse is coming? The answer is clear. Look below the video and click on the Reserve My Copy button below, and I will walk you through step by step what you need to do to get started on the next page. You will get instant access to Uncensored Survival Secrets plus all three bonuses valued at $121 for free. Plus, for a limited time, giving you a year's worth of access to me. You'll have me there to answer all of your questions. And for this promotion only, you are going to get lifetime updates to all of the information in the members area, plus the bonuses. And remember, you are covered by a 60-day triple ironclad 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. Give Uncensored Survival Secrets a test drive, along with all of its life-saving bonuses. Read through it cover to cover and take detailed notes. Enjoy all of the surprising real-world proven techniques inside. Take time to share them with your loved ones and with your family. And if after 60 days you're not convinced that this is the best treasury of survival secrets anywhere, if you don't feel safer about this coming collapse, or if you don't like my writing style, just contact me and get every penny back. No questions asked. 100% guaranteed. So why not grab this while you still can? This special offer is only for a short amount of time. As soon as I have enough testimonials, we're going to turn this off. Please, even if you're skeptical or a little bit curious, or even if it's just to prove to yourself whether this is the real deal or not, click on the Reserve My Copy button below this video right now and take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal. This has the power to help you become everything you deserve to be. Every true American should be strong, smart, independent, and prepared. A choice for you and your loved ones. Don't you deserve a chance to feel what it's like to know you're safe no matter what happens in your life? Give Uncensored Survival Secrets a chance to provide that to you right now, today. Click on the Reserve My Copy button below right now, and I'll walk you through the next couple simple steps, what it takes to get started, on the next page. Thank you so much for watching this presentation, and I look forward to seeing you on the inside.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Well, that's a laugh right there.
I think Eunice is listening to the TV, or she fell asleep.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she fell asleep. But, yeah, listen to this guy. He had me going until he started asking for money.
Well, yeah, you know, here we go. But, you know, a lot of that is, there's a lot of truth to it, but then there's a lot of, who knows where it's going to go. You know what I mean? Everybody has to do what they can to know what they have to do to survive.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is the consequences, to what degree and how far someone's going to go. Sorry. I had to mute my phone a couple of times to do that so I didn't interrupt. But, yeah, like I said, it's, you know, if you saw during your as I know you'd be busy on the weekends, you know, when they had the link card go down because of a power outage in a different state. You know, I mean, people panic. They panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, now what do we do? I can't get food. You know, and so, you know, then once everything got going up, people were in the stores, I mean, buying things like you wouldn't believe. And don't get me wrong, it's not a bad thing, per se, you know, but then again, as we know from how long ago we talked about it, if you purchase more than a week's worth of food, you're on the list, you know. I mean, it's crazy. It doesn't matter what you do, what you don't do. They're going to find a way to put you where they want to put you. Plain and simple. You know, you could have a clean record, but because you, you know, talk to certain people, they're going to look at you, which I find is ridiculous, but, you know, not a whole lot you can do about it.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Have you seen the new $100 bills yet?
Yeah. Looks like
Monopoly.
And
have you seen, if you fold it certain ways, the pictures?
No.
That's crazy. Because it shows the Pentagon getting hit. It shows different photos. It shows one like the Pentagon getting hit. Well, they already did, you know. And then it shows where it looks like New York, like a nuclear hits and a wave coming. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All by folding the bill a certain way. They were actually saying that the way the new $100 bills are being made, that's like part of the prophecy of knowing that nuclear attack is coming.
Yep.
Well, you know, they've moved nuclear heads to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They moved a lot of things around. Nobody knows where it is.
Mm-hmm. First they moved some to the East Coast and all of them. Well, we're not sure where they're at. I don't know where they're at.
If you think we got a bet here, if you think we got a bet here, listen to this.
Okay.
At Australia, the Premier, Campbell Newman, he released a list by the bikie, they call them bikies over there. Clubs to be declared
right.
Criminal organizations under tough new laws. Listen to this bullshit.
Billy joins us now. Liz, just how soon is laws be enforced?
Good morning, Michael. The laws introduced as early as the end of this week, and as soon as that happens, they will be rigorously enforced. Three bills passed with bipartisan support. The Queensland government is warning that there could be more to come. Now, this new legislation has labelled 26 groups as criminal organisations, including the Bandidos, Sphinx and the Mongols Motorcycle Clubs. The laws will restrict members' movements and introduce mandatory sentences of 15 years for gang-related crimes. Queensland Premier Campbell Newman says the new laws, introduced overnight after a marathon session, will aim to destroy criminal motorcycle gangs and they will be the toughest in the world. A maximum security bike use only prison will also be established here in Brisbane, where convicted motorcycle gang members would be kept in their cells for up to 23 hours a day. They'd be denied gym and television access and be subjected to a much more stringent regime of drug testing and searches. That facility will be established at the Woodford Correctional Centre in Brisbane's north. Now, while Queensland's Premier does insist legislation has been checked to make sure it's watertight, you can bet that lawyers for some of these bikie gangs will try to challenge it in the high court. And if that were to happen and they succeeded, the government would want as many bikies as possible behind bars, out of the state or out of their gangs before the laws were overturned.
Another one.
You know, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. The Attorney General. He has detailed the government's plans to destroy.
Oh.
Well, Eunice is listening to something. I think she fell asleep.
Queensland's police commissioner has addressed the media, reiterating the benefits of the new legislation to crack down on violence across the state. The new laws are expected to be introduced in Parliament later today to give police more power to stop motorcycle-related violence. Let's bring in Sky News Brisbane reporter Elizabeth Kelly now. Elizabeth, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Vanessa. We are seeing a real show of force by police in all Australian states and territories towards this issue. The Queensland government is taking its approach one step further. Premier Campbell Newman has said that the new bike laws being introduced to state parliament today will be the toughest the state has ever seen and will aim to destroy criminal motorcycle gangs. Under this legislation, a new bikies-only prison will be established where convicted bikie gang members would be kept in their cells for up to 23 hours a day and be denied television and gym access, and will be subject to a much more stringent regime of drug testing and searches. Now, this bikies-only facility is set to be established at the Woodford Correctional Centre in Brisbane's north. It's aimed at denying these bikie gang members the ability to use their prison time to recruit new members and widen their drug distribution network. The police are also taking a collaborative approach nationally to this issue, and we heard just a short time ago from some of the country's police commissioners outlining a raft of measures to target outlaw motorcycle gangs. Take a listen to some of what Queensland Police Commissioner Ian Stewart had to say about the legislation being introduced here in Queensland.
That legislation will include more powers for police to stop criminal motorcycle gang members, to detain them, to search them, to prohibit them wearing colours, to prohibit them being involved in certain businesses, particularly tattoo parlours, to take away their motorcycles under certain conditions, certainly, and to up the ante in relation to particular crimes that they may commit, including evade police-type crimes.
Just yesterday, the leader of the Gold Coast chapter of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, Adam White, was granted bail in Brisbane's Magistrates Court after he was arrested for steroid possession at his home after a series of weekend raids on bikie gang members. That resulted in nearly 60 people nationally being arrested. So authorities, including police and particularly the Queensland government now, are certainly taking a united, no-tolerance approach to this issue, Vanessa. Elizabeth, thank you. Appreciate the update.
There's another one about the jails. Super jail won't breach their rights. And won't breach the human rights convention.
Okay.
Must have fell asleep. TV went off.
Outlaw bikies in Queensland will soon be sent to a tough new prison facility in the latest bid to crack down on crime across the state. For the details, live now to our Brisbane reporter, Elizabeth Tilley. Liz, what can you tell us? Nina, the Queensland government really is choosing to take a hardline stance on this issue. Under the new laws, which are expected to be introduced to state parliament this week, convicted bikie gang members in Queensland would be kept in their cells in a bikie-only prison for up to 23 hours a day and subject to a much more stringent regime of drug testing and searches. All their phone calls would be monitored, their mail would be opened and censored, and visitor contact would be restricted to just 1 hour a week. Now, this bikies-only facility is set to be established at the Woodford Correctional Centre in Brisbane's north, and it's really aimed at denying convicted bikie members the ability to use their prison time to recruit new members and also to have that wide drug distribution network that they can establish when they are in prison facilities. Other anti-bikie legislation due to be introduced this week as well includes new laws to automatically ban bikies from accessing bail and increasing the investigative powers of the Crime and Misconduct Commission. Now, this all comes as only yesterday the leader of the Gold Coast chapter director of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, Adam White, was granted bail in Brisbane's Magistrates Court after he was arrested for steroid possession at his Carindale home on the weekend, and that was part of the nationwide crackdown on outlaw bikie gangs, which did result in more than a dozen people being arrested here in Queensland and 57 people being arrested nationally. Nina.
Okay, Liz, thank you very much for the update.
You believe that shit?
You know, but understand this. Anybody that's in a certain part of a jail, especially if it's a 23-hour and you only get like an hour out, how many people go through that here? Everybody's mail gets open. I don't care if you write to a regular prison. I don't care if you write to someone in a federal prison. All the mail gets open and read.
Jerry and Kate McCann play tennis at the Ocean Club in Praia de Luz as their three-year-old.
Oh, here we go. We must have said something they didn't want to hear. Then I just got another video sent to me
But we're not saying anything that isn't correct.
I know. Sometimes they just don't like the way people replay it. But the federal government is starting to cut off food to millions of Americans who are dependent upon the food stamp system for survival. States across the nation are being advised by the Fed to stop the supplemental nutrition assistance program payments as of November 1st, pending further notice. This move supposedly in response to the government shutdown, but certainly seems to be an escalation of the Hussein Obama policy of forcing his will by creating difficulties for the American people. Will this be the premise in which our martial law imputation is justified? Well, we can't know, but it certainly deserves some consideration. Lack of food will cause a starving population to do just about anything. The American population could be easy to control.
Well, that's why they want people that are on assistance where they get that their FID chip, because this way they can control.
True. Let me play this video.
Utah families who depend on food stamps could be cut off soon. States across the country are being told to stop the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for the month of November, pending further notice. Now, that's according to a letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Fox 13 obtained a copy from the Crossroads Urban Center in downtown Salt Lake. Fox 13's Nineveh Dinha joins us live with more on what the letter says and how pantries and people who depend on food stamps are reacting tonight. Nineveh.
Hi there, Hope. Yeah, the Crossroads Urban Center says it's a vicious cycle. If Utah families don't get food stamps, well, they will end up turning to the local food pantries, which are already strapped due to the government shutdown. Homeless people we talked to, some who use SNAP, losing food stamps would mean going hungry.
This is going to create a huge hardship for the people we serve here in our food pantry.
The Crossroads Urban Center posted this letter from the USDA on its Facebook page. It says in part, quote, "In the interest of preserving maximum flexibility, we are directing states to hold their November issuance files and delay transmission to state electronic benefit transfer vendors until further notice."
What this means is that if there's not a deal, if Congress doesn't reach a deal to get the federal government back up and running, in November, about 100,000 families in Utah will not get food stamp benefits.
Tens of thousands of Utah families may not be able to feed their children come November. And people out on the streets like Richard Phillips.
It's going to impact us, and it's going to cause problems, because then you're going to come to find out you're going to have people starting to steal and do what they have to do to survive.
People around here are going to go without food.
Laura Lee Smith, who's been homeless since August, says the uncertainty is making her uneasy about where her next meal will come from.
I'm on food stamps, you know, and I don't know if I'm going to get them. And a lot of people are on food stamps, and they don't know if they're going to get them.
Others say if Snap shuts down, they'll find a way to feed themselves.
There's always some fancies to go to get food.
But Crossroads says there's no way they could handle the increase if food stamps go away.
The fact is, because if people, you know, if a family doesn't get food stamp benefits, they're going to come here. There's no way we could deal with, I mean, that's,
Yeah, couldn't even finish his sentence after that. There was just no way he said that the local food pantries could deal with this. They're already feeling the pinch because WIC, a federal program which provides baby formula and food to families in need, has been affected by the shutdown as well. Now with SNAP on the chopping block temporarily, Crossroads fears their shelves will be empty. Hope, back to you.
All right. Now, Nineveh, what can be done?
Anyway, these pantries are dependent on people's donations, but as one homeless person I talked to pointed out, he said the people who usually donate food may not have the means anymore because they're worried about keeping food on their tables during this government shutdown. He says he's definitely noticed a difference when it comes to panhandling. People aren't pulling out their wallets as often, but hope, you know, the pantries say what they need is food donations just in case Congress can't reach a deal.
All right, Nineveh, thank you. Let's see what happens.
Leave that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I already read about that. I find it unbelievable. I mean, what are people supposed to do? You know, people are out of work or what?
I don't know. She must have woke up. Eunice. She's chasing her husband to bed.
But you understand what I'm saying. Their hours have been cut, you know.
Yeah.
They're trying to do what they can to make ends meet. And the little bit of help that they are getting, now they're going to be denied.
Lay down.
Talking to the dog.
Well, all I got to say is my friend Thelonious Monk here has got the best part, the best thing to say right here.
Oh, this is your man Thelonious Monk, man. I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanations today. It's going to be a straight stop at me. This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance the budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit. We've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. So all I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how do you owe China, B?
Hello?
Yeah, no. It's
Stop for a second. Made me nervous. I thought, oh, damn, there went the show.
Have you ever wanted to learn
another language?
Listen,
you're the best in America. Touch the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck. I can't.
Couldn't say it any better than that.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Here's the woman. Here's the woman that wants to know how she's going to take care of her family.
Thousands of people here in Southern California and in 16 other states as well have no way to buy groceries right now because of a computer glitch with their food stamp debit card. 835's Chris Wolf live in Hollywood tonight. He's got reaction on all of this. Hello, Wolfie.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, a lot of very vocal reaction indeed. This Food for Less behind me here in Hollywood is just one of several stores that accept these food stamp debit cards, but of course not today. I should say that we are hearing several different things about what exactly happened. According to some reports, a computer upgrade caused the glitch. Other reports say a routine backup system check is to blame, but we know this much. A computer glitch caused the problem, and plenty of people are very angry.
I go to the register to ask me if they don't pay. I said, well, food stamps. Oh, we're shut down. We can't pay for food stamps. I got kids to feed. You know, because the government said, now I can't feed my family. This is crazy.
Cedra Thompson is hardly alone in her anger and frustration after learning that the government program that helps her buy food for her family is not working. This grocery store's computer will not accept her electronic benefits transfer, or EBT card. The card is basically a food stamp debit card.
What's going on with America? You know, what are they trying to do to us? You know, now they're trying to starve us to death. Now we can't buy food. Trying to be good. You know what? I'm so upset. I don't even want to talk no more about it because this is crazy.
The scene at Food for Less in Hollywood is indicative of a nationwide breakdown. According to reports, a routine system backup check resulted in the glitch that shut down the program in at least 17 states. Many people affected assume it's all part of the government shutdown, and they refuse to believe anything else. Regardless, they are now faced with a challenge.
I don't know what the glitch is. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just trying to get more informed and figure out, like, you know, how I can get something to eat, you know what I mean?
How many kids do you have that you have to
feed? I got six kids, okay? I got six kids I have to feed.
A lot of mouths to feed. Fedra Thompson now says she's going to look into food banks or soup kitchens. Other people say they will try to borrow food or money from their family members or friends, and yet others say they will simply have to go without. Supposedly, the problem will be fixed soon, but what exactly soon means is anyone's guess. Could it be hours or days? Who knows? Live in Hollywood, I'm Chris Wolf, KTLA 5 News.
Believe that shit?
Yeah, I know. I said that, you know, it affects a lot of people. And, it's not like everybody wants to be on the system. Some are on there for a reason and others are not, you know. But the ones that really need it, yeah, it's not cool. It's not.
Sigh.
Yeah, I mean, here's another one.
Hey, Bo, this is going to share this with you guys real quick. A bunch of people here in Mississippi, in an uproar right now about this. But this is from our local news channel, and it's a report that they have on their website. I'll leave the link in the description box. But it says food stamps being declined in Mississippi. WLOX is being flooded with phone calls from people who say their food stamps are being declined at various stores across South Mississippi. After making some phone calls, we were able to confirm that EBT cards are not being accepted. However, we're still trying to determine the cause. Alice Douglas, who is the store manager at Jerry Lee's in Goshen, said the transactions are not going through anywhere in the state. She said customers are being declined at Jerry Lee's, Wayne Lee's, all dollar stores, convenience stores, and Rouse's. WLOX has also received complaints from people who could not check out at Walmart or Sam's Clubs and had to put their groceries back. Douglas said she has tried to contact technical support for the EBT program, but has been unable to get through. We don't understand why we have this problem, said Douglas. It wasn't a problem yesterday. People are asking if it's part of the shutdown. We don't know. Since most government agencies are closed on weekends, WLOX has reached out to the staff of Congressman Stephen Palazzo to try to find out what the problem is and if the declined cards are connected to the government shutdown. The staff is investigating, and we hope to have more information for you soon. And as I said, folks, I'll leave the link in the description box. You know, this is a sad thing for the elderly folks and such who...
Yep.
It's a mess. It's just a mess. I mean, how is anyone going to sit there and live? I mean, serious.
Well, here's another one. The Disarming America Serials. Vets get letters from VA banning their guns.
The Obama administration is openly escalating its campaign against private gun ownership and shaking up the top ranks of the military command structure. But is it also preparing to make war on the American population? According to a person identified as a former senior military official, the answer to that shocking question is yes. World-renowned educator and human rights activist Jim Garrow says that the source is a man regarded as one of America's foremost military heroes. He told him that President Obama is using a new litmus test for determining who will stay and who must go among top-ranked military leaders. That test is whether they will fire on U.S. citizens or not.
There's a shocking claim that Obama only wants military leaders who will fire on U.S. citizens. This comes from a very credited source. This man made a Facebook post yesterday, Dr. Jim Garrow, that he had been informed by a senior military leader that Obama has a new litmus test, and that litmus test is, will you fire on U.S. citizens or not? I have many buddies in the reserves, navies, marines. Many of them have told me the same thing. Matter of fact, quite a few of them have told me it was one of the very first questions they were even asked. If they would fire on U.S. citizens if they had to, which is disturbing in its own right.
Urban military training exercises are becoming an increasingly common sight in many U.S. cities. The Department of Homeland Security spent the past year acquiring more than 1 billion rounds of high-performance ammunition. Do these developments suggest concerns over a potential terrorist attack? Are they preparations for widespread social upheaval? Is there perhaps something even more sinister underway? Military veteran and independent journalist David Bard reports that he spoke with a man identified as an insider at the Department of Homeland Security who described urban warfare training as, quote, desensitizing exercises all across the U.S., adding that, quote, we're being prepared for mass civil unrest in major U.S. cities. DOD will be expected to help when we're requested.
My name is Robert Whitaker, the tactical supervisor for El Paso SRT for Homeland Security Investigation. Well, we have our big vehicle out here. It's an armored vehicle. It's an AMRAP vehicle. It's mine resistant, ambush protected. That's what it stands for. And this is what we use to deliver our team to high risk warrant services.
Identified as a troublemaker, he has a cursor. He can put that cursor on that individual, pull the trigger that's on the joystick, and the energy is sent downrange at the speed of light.
The electromagnetic radiation released by the active denial system is similar to the microwaves in your microwave oven, in that it causes the water molecules in the target to become excited and heat up.
DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. Paul Joseph Watson has this shocking story about how Law Enforcement Targets Incorporated is producing cardboard cutouts of, quote, non-traditional threats. Of course, this is on the heels of the federal government purchasing in excess of 2 billion bullets for non-law enforcement, non-lethal agencies. What the hell is going on? They're producing targets that say, do not hesitate, of children, of pregnant women, of elderly men, in summary, of society's most vulnerable and typically most innocent citizens. You just cannot believe these cutouts, but they produce them, and you've really got to ask why, on the heels of Homeland Security and other agencies preparing to deal with the American people, openly stating they consider them to be potential extremists and the enemies in the event of an economic or civil unrest event, anything really they can use to justify a total literal occupation of America through Homeland Security-related agencies. Now let's roll some of those incredible cardboard cutouts, again, that they say are going to be used by law enforcement who need to get over their hesitation factor for enemies they may encounter, quote, for the first time. And the obvious question is, why is there such a demand for these items, which, again, show nothing other than old ladies. There's a child with a gun, maybe 6 or 7 years old. There's a pregnant woman photographed in a nursery who's the target. Now, why is the officer there with the drawn gun in the nursery in the first place? Does he have a warrant? Has there been due process? Why does he consider this pregnant woman to be the enemy? Why are they planning to take down vulnerable and ordinary Americans? This is really bizarre, and it really should strike a nerve.
Our next guest says there is no such thing as gun control, only people control. You just saw him giving a passionate speech at a rally in Maryland. Joining us now is former Secret Service.
Believe this shit?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, I believe it.
All right, hold on.
Agent Dan Bongino, Dan, thanks a lot for joining us. What do you mean there's no such thing as gun control, only people control? Tell me what that means.
Tucker, this is a larger ideological ploy by this administration. They're not being authentic with America, whether it's the sequester, health care, or the gun control issue. What they do is they manipulate an emotional crisis, a national emotional crisis, to further an ideological agenda which involves the evaporation, the slow disintegration of your civil rights, your liberties, your ability to live and let live. And it's a disturbing pattern that, frankly, is really starting to get under my skin.
I once read where you said that when you were in the business of protecting public figures, when you went to a place with gun control, you didn't feel safer.
Right. I mean, we have this downtown Abbey class of politicians and bureaucrats who they understand as clear as day that gun control has absolute, which, by the way, is a myth. They're manipulating the language. Gun control, with air quotes, has no effect whatsoever on violence or the ability of wolves in our society who impart violence on you.
In a two-tier system where privileged people, Mayor Bloomberg, for example, are surrounded by bodyguards with high-capacity magazines, must have to make do with double-barrel shotguns. Is that adequate, do you think? I mean, is the average person safe with no firearm at home?
No, you're not. You know, Tucker, law-breaking folks, outlaws, are outlaws and lawbreakers for a reason. They don't care about the law. The law means nothing to them. In my 17 years in law enforcement, I never, ever arrested anyone or knew anyone who did on a gun crime who had the gun legally. So you have to ask yourself, what's the purpose of this legislation? To disarm law-abiding American citizens, men, women, who just want to defend themselves and act within the scope of the law, you know, that Constitution means something, or it should. And it, apparently it doesn't to this administration.
Now, there is a move apparently afoot to disarm returning veterans. Tell me what you know about that.
Yeah, I read this story. You know, this is absolutely incredible. You know, I have a friend, my friend Mark, who a wounded warrior, was literally severed in half. He had a grenade belt on and stepped on an IED. And he likes to hunt. And I thought to myself, so this man gave life and limb to protect our civil liberties. And then he comes home and with no judicial review whatsoever, a VA official, a bureaucrat, gets to determine if he's allowed to have his own civil rights back, his own right to self-protection. Does that not bother anybody? And this is, it's unfortunately epidemic, though, in this administration and this new political aristocracy that we live in.
Here, I just want to read a quote from the letter to vets from the executive branch. Quote, a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you'll be fined, imprisoned, or both pursuant to the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act. That is a very threatening letter.
Well, Tucker, I know you're familiar with the work of Thomas Sowell. You know, he calls us the vision of the anointed. Here again, here's this bureaucrat, this letter you get from a class of bureaucrats, basically saying what you can and can't do while they do the exact opposite. I mean, we are living in this post-constitutional society right now where somehow they've sold to you, the American citizen, that is moral, ethical, kind, or generous to disarm you while allowing others, our veterans as well, while allowing the wolves in our society, the criminals, to impart violence upon you at will. And they know that you won't be carrying a weapon in these gun, these strict gun control states, which one of which I live in Maryland.
That is about the most eloquent defense of the right of self-protection I've heard in a long time. Dan, thanks a lot for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Since President Barack Obama has taken office in 2008, there have been over 65 million gun purchases. That's 91% more than George W. Bush's first term total. According to data compiled by the FBI, the number of Americans purchasing guns has skyrocketed since Obama was elected. In 2009, there were 13.9 million background checks for Americans buying firearms. For 2010, background checks totaled 14.3 million. In 2011, 16.3 million. million, and in 2012, 19.4 million. This totals 65 million background checks completed since President Barack Obama's first 4 years in office, or approximately 44,000 background checks per day. In comparison, the number of background checks in Obama's first term is 91.1% higher than President George W. Bush's first term total of about 34.2 million background checks. So post Sandy Hook in Aurora, Colorado, do you think Americans feel safer based on the numbers and total background checks in order to purchase firearms in the United States of America? Or are Americans worried that their right to self-defense, ability to bear arms and form well-regulated militias in this country, is about to be altered for good?
Yeah, so who do you believe? The agents and veterans? Or do you believe the bullshit coming out of the
speech? I don't believe in bullshit, that's for sure. You know, the veterans aren't going to sit there and, you know, and lie. They know what the hell is going on. Anybody that's been in the military knows.
Well, here's one about the guys that won't fire on Americans.
And a good evening to you on this Friday night, and we start with a developing story, a shakeup at the highest levels of the U.S. military. A top general in charge of nuclear weapons fired, and this comes 48 hours after another top military commander was dismissed. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz has been talking to her sources all day, has the very latest on what's happening right now. Martha.
Diane, these officers have some of the highest security clearances you can get and have been in charge of the nation's most sensitive nuclear arsenals.
A stunning chain of events. Today, Michael Kerry, the two-star general responsible for the nation's three intercontinental ballistic missile wings, fired from his command. The reason? Personal misbehavior on a military business trip. This comes just 48 hours after President Obama himself relieved the number two in command over the nation's nuclear arsenal over his suspected use of counterfeit poker chips. These follow an alarming string of general officers losing their jobs this year for inappropriate behavior, misconduct, or lack of leadership. Two Marine Corps generals fired less than 2 weeks ago for not providing proper force protection in Afghanistan. An Army Brigadier General relieved of duty for adultery. An Army two-star general fired for groping a civilian. And in March, a Navy one-star removed for racially insensitive comments and abusive leadership. Last spring, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was so concerned about all the high-profile cases, he sent a letter to Pentagon brass urging a recommitment to ethical leadership.
The Navy has been the most aggressive in taking its officers to task. At least 16 commanders have been fired this year. The bad news is how much this is happening, Diane. But the good news is that the services are taking action.
All right, Martha Raddatz reporting in tonight. Thank you, Martha. And now the other big story out of Washington.
There's another one. Voted 11 times to reopen the government. I got this one here. This is kind of cool. Just to change gears. It's about a guy who's walking down the street for. It's from a water company. I don't remember which one, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
Oath Keepers. They're all out of my emails.
Okay.
Telling you.
actually take away people's guns? Frankly, I don't see that happening.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Marines obey orders. When we're ordered to carry out a mission, we carry out that mission. Marines have the right to refuse an unlawful order. Okay? So if a Marine is given an order that he knows violates the law, the Marine has the right not to obey that order.
Has an obligation, not just that they can refuse a legal order or an unlawful order, they have an obligation to. They have to. And so they have to make a decision for themselves where that line is.
Have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
And And what we're hearing is that it won't be the same way next time. There'll be more who will say, no, I'm not going to do that.
And the funny thing is, with that Obamacare, you can't even get on to get any information.
Well, McAfee said today that they can be hacked and get all your personal information and empty your bank account.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go, got to get up early to get on a plane. So I'm going to...
I wonder where.
Yeah, well, that's the best kept secret right now.
Exactly.
But I'm going to take us out here with, let me find something. Favorite. There you go. This little Everlast, what it's like.
Good night. Enjoy your sleep. Wherever you're going, talk soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know the routine.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, and I'm not going to be here, so the shows will be playing in an archive.
Okay.
All right.